evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It is Sunday, July 30th. It's time for another episode of The Strain, Talking The Strain. I'm going to be talking about the episode Sunday's last weekend. What, July 23rd is when it aired? And I just rewatched it again. A new episode airs tonight on FX. I'm excited. But I thought I was going to be able to get my boy Jesus from dysfunctional.com to do these with me. But he's just too Hollywood. So for all the Jesus fans, you can check out his stuff at dysfunctional.com. But I just don't know. He's just Hollywood. And so who knows if he's going to – he's just Hollywood. We should just call him Mr. Hollywood. There it is. Mr. Hollywood, where you at? Who knows? He's probably still asleep because it's Cali time right now. But let's just jump into this episode. The Blood Tax. I like this episode. I like this episode more than the premiere episode. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the premiere episode, but this one felt like a premiere. This one was like, oh, Gus is back. The Duchess. This is the first time I've liked the Duchess. Yeah. I don't know what it was. This whole time I'm leading up to her. Maybe it's because she started this whole thing. I don't know, but I just couldn't get into her. And then, you know what it was? I know what it is. I thought she was going to be a badass, and then she screwed over Fett. I think that's what it is. Like, Fett's my boy, and I didn't like the way that she played him. So I think that's why I am not a fan of hers. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's good. It's good therapy. I finally let it out here. That's what it is. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining me on that. So we start off with this episode with protein bars. Did you notice the protein bars? Okay, those aren't, that pink stuff that's going in there, that's not like, and those aren't preservatives, right? No way. That's got to be like Strigoi something stuff in there, right? That I don't know. Something's up with those bars. I think, and then everybody's eating them. It's a way that the massacre keep track of everybody. So I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. Like I said earlier, it was great seeing Gus. So glad Gus is back. I was wondering where he was at. He's working with, you know, 50 Cent. I can't remember his name. He just reminds me of 50 Cent's brother. But they're working together. So, the Duchess and, the professor, we get to see them and we get to see a little backstory, which was good. We get to see what happened after the nuke explosion. I really wish I could see how everybody, I don't know about y'all. Is there anything where it explains online on how everybody separated? Because it seems like everybody just is doing their own thing, which I get it. I just want to know how that happened. Like, when they woke up from the explosion, did everybody just say, I'm done. I'm going this way. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go over there. I hope we get to see that. But it was good to see the characters. It was cool to see the Duchess kill some vampires, save the Silver Book. And getting captured. That scene, just, man, that scene again, I was just watching it right now, where the professor sees, you know, the soldiers and kind of, you know, gathering everybody together, almost like the concentration camps, you know, with the Nazis. Whoa, that was deep. That was deep. I'm not lying. When he was seeing that part, I was like, oh, this hit really at home. And I think that's why he goes kind of crazy to try to stop some of those soldiers, but winds up getting thrown into something. Now, we haven't seen where the professor's gone, but I've seen commercials where he's definitely a prisoner. And Dr. Evil's got to have him. Equus has got to have him. So I'm wondering if that's what we're going to see in tonight's episode. I'm nervous for the professor because he seems like he's taking medicine, and I don't know if he's still putting the goop in his eye, and I'm a little nervous here. Let's see what else here. Gus kills those that rooftop vamp. That was pretty badass. Gus, I agree with the professor. I think Gus is not utilizing his particular set of skills. You know, but Gus is just a badass. And I think him in this survival kind of working with 50 Cent's brother, I just don't know if that's, you know, Gus, you got to go out there. Seeing Gus do his thing on the rooftop, I was like, yes, that's all. That's the Gus we know and love. And then he's back over there. I don't know. But it was good to see him do that. Curious to see how that's going to work out. I don't think 50 Cent is too keen to having that Gus's cousin there. I think there's going to be a shift in power. So either they're going to try to kill Gus, or Gus is going to have to kill 50 Cent's brother. I don't know, but there's going to be drama there. Let's see what else. The baby farm. Duchess is in some baby farm thing. Now I'm trying to figure out what they're doing with the babies. Are they eating the babies because they're just so scrumptious? Or are they using the babies because they're like half vamp, half human? For those of y'all that read the books, I don't know if that's even in there. I don't like reading ahead to see what's going on, so I'm just kind of like going into this blind. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what they're doing at this baby farm. It's obvious that the mom and the baby don't return. I'm sure, I don't know, I think they take the baby and just kill the mom, or maybe the birthing process is just too much for the mom. I don't know, but I'm curious to see what's going to happen with this baby farm. F is hanging out with the rebels. Looks like he's getting his mojo back, right? They get discovered, and he's like, hold on a second, I'm going to build something, hold on. And so, of course, the Strogoi get there, and then he blows them all up, and then he's like, hold on, we can't leave yet. And he shoots all of them, and the rebel leader's like, oh, yeah, we got a good one here. So I'm glad to see that his mojo's coming back. It's obvious that he's got this plan that just came by accident to put some type of poison in the tubes, so when the Strogoi eat the blood, bam, they're going to get hit. It looks like in tonight's episode they're going to attempt that. Looks like a lot of shooting, a lot of vamps. I'm liking it. I'm really liking this season so far. I just hope we get to see more of everybody. I hope everybody gets together. I hate everybody not being together because they kick ass even more when they're together. Sorry, guys. I'm just excited because I just rewatched the episode. I'm just trying to make me a... Never mind. So that's it, people. That's it for my review. I thought it was great. I can't wait for tonight. A new episode airs tonight on FX. So make sure you check that. Big shout-outs to the Strain Addicts out there. Strain Addicts! If you haven't checked them out, they're on Twitter. And also, they got a Facebook group page. And they're big fans of the Strain. They're pretty badass because they, like, talk to a bunch of different actors. And they have, like, quizzes. And it's cool stuff. So make sure you check them out. Find them. That is it for me. If you want to check out more of my reviews for different shows that I do or just other goodie stuff, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That's my blog. Just a little sum-sum. I'll do a little sum-sum. You know, I give away. Oh, actually, I have a giveaway on there. It's a movie, but that has nothing to do with The Strain, but there's a screening giveaway. And plus, I'm going to get another one coming up really soon that's going to be going up there. So make sure you check that out. iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see in the tab, it says podcasts. Everything is there. Talking The Strain is on iTunes, so you can check that out. And then I'm also on audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike in case you don't have iTunes. And I think that's it, people. So have a great Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the likes. I totally forgot to see who's been listening from different countries. I'll do that in the next one so I can shout out to you guys. But thanks again for all the likes and shares. And feel free to let me know. I know there was somebody. I can't remember. I should have been better prepared. I know someone tweeted out to me last week that they did not like the premiere episode. I can't remember. I'll try to find that person. But other than that, that's about it. Have a great Sunday. Stay safe out there. Don't forget The Strain tonight. New episode. Oh, I'm so excited.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race. Literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.